It seemed as if weeks had passed, as if she had inched along the entire length of the Great Wall of China, which the Emperor had built to keep out the barbarians, all 1,500 miles of it, when she heard her father's voice. "Shirley? Shirley?" Like a criminal pardoned at the gallows, she ran from the scene, hand over hand, along the walls, up the stairwell. "Father! Father!" Between the second and third floor landing, she fell into his arms. "I thought you might need some help," he said, as matter-of-factly as if saying, "Good morning." Shirley took a deep breath, then waited for her voice to return. "I certainly could have done the job alone. Changing fuses is easy. But maybe with the two of us, it will go quicker."
"Yes, indeed."
With the aid of his cigarette lighter, the mission was accomplished without mishap. But when the lights returned, Father screamed. Fearfully, Shirley looked around. Were there monsters after all? But no. To her horror, she saw that the sticky goo had been no figment of her imagination. Unbeknownst to her, Father had painted the furnace room, and the paint had not yet dried. Now, everywhere Shirley looked were little red palm prints. Little red palm prints, like a school of exotic fish, swimming down the halls and up the stairwell. Upon further study, she thought her handiwork rather dazzling. Most original. A masterpiece, even. If only the other tenants of No. 4 Willow Street could be made to think so, too. But alas, like that of so many great artists in history, Shirley's genius went unrecognized. Her masterpiece soon lay unseen beneath several new coats of ordinary house paint.